Good evening and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast here on this Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. We're here with over 9,000. And, well, you know, I was noticing this.
My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000.
Okay, Mike, we got it. Well, anything over $10,000 you spend somewhere, cash, the FBI puts you on a, they flag you. So that's a pretty good nickname, I guess. Because anyway, you made a good point. You know, this whole thing could be a distraction because it don't seem like anybody gives a crap about the Palestinians. The Iranians sure don't, because you got your Shia and your Sunni thing going on there, war between them two tribes. And you know, it's awful crazy how you have Sunni and you have Shiites who hate each other. Then you got Muslims and Christians who, and then you got the whole Jewish thing. It's the whole center of everything, most of the religion here in the West anyway, or, well, Christianity and Judaism, it's all based right there in that whole area where all this funky stuff is going down. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that kind of like, doesn't that make you wonder? I mean, what the hell is so special about a bunch of dirt over there that everybody's always fighting over some god or whatever? And that's why these people can't get along on it. Well, we know the main reason is the super rich, wealthy, elite scumbag or whatever the hell they are, aliens, whatever they are, doing all this. They're sure using that. They're sure using that, I believe, as a program. And I'll get off that subject. But and I digress. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, you know, I've always been suspicious of the same thing regarding the Abrahamic religions. To get back to that for a second, because like, look at the corporate media, the thoroughly kosher corporate media we have in the West, and it a lot of times when it refers to major religions, it seems to it will exclude Buddhism and Hinduism, for that matter. You know, I mean, it has an Abrahamic centrism to the references to religion when it refers to, you know, differentiation, for example, between the religious and the secular in politics and a corporation, business, whatever.
I think that a lot of those religions are based a lot on materialism. So I've heard preachers say that, well, those people, the Buddhist people, they're just a bunch of lazy monks who sit around all day and say prayers and go and ask for a handout at the end of the day. Are those stupid people in India, they worship cows, they believe in karma and all this. Well, next, you know what? You can look at them and tell their God ain't real because they're poor. I've heard that. And, you know, the Jewish religion or Christian religion or whatever, it's all... You're going to be blessed. God's going to bless you with slaves if you want them back. You go far enough back, you're going to be blessed with whatever, you know. I mean, all the riches, you should have everything. So materialism plays into religion, too. I mean, how they judge it is what I'm saying, you know. Those Buddhists are just stupid, poor people. They're not blessed by God because they don't have anything. Their water, you can't drink it. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It looks very attractive to the goy. We can say
right. Yeah, no, indeed. So I'm glad, yeah, we at least addressed those points. And I mean, you know, this Middle East Eye article goes on and on. You know, it talks more about provoking Iran. But, you know, ultimately, you know, you folks get the gist. And yeah, this could just fizzle to some extent. But we'll see. I mean,
I'm sorry. Talked over you. I didn't mean to.
No. You go ahead.
You brought up Yom Kippur, and I was a kid at the time when that was going on. I brought it up the other night. A lot of people don't know, when there was a gas shortage, because I'm 60 years old, I was a kid, and gas didn't go up in price. I think Carter was the president then. We had to wait in these lines, and they went by your tag of how much gas you got. But they wouldn't spike, and if anybody got spiked any of the gas prices, they got it was illegal to do that. They'd throw them in jail, I guess, or fine them. But come to find out later on, many years later, until when I got older, I was watching them. I was watching PBS, and it had a thing. It was a fake gas shortage. It was because of Yom Kippur. It was because the Saudis really didn't get along good with the Israelis at all. And I think that's how... John F. Kennedy got killed. He was sending over F-4 Phantoms. He was sending over some weapons over there to Israel, and then they tried to say that's why Sirhan killed him. He was trying to stop the weapons from going to Israel. I'm sorry. And that's what the theory is. They think the Mossad killed him for that. So, but getting back to that, I remember, it's funny how time heals and does things, and money and influence does things, because at the time they were really... And I don't know the Sunni end of that or the Shiite thing of that. I know the Saudis are Sunnis, and when they were bombing, when the Israelis, who were they fighting? They were fighting Egyptians, right? The Egyptians are Sunnis too, I believe. So they were on the Egyptian side with that whole thing, but then later on they flipped back after that. They got that leader. He got assassinated. What was his name? Well, I'm not really good at names. Carter was around then too. He helped with the Middle East thing. They said I don't know with the Egypt and but what I'm trying to get at is the Saudis made friends with them. Now they're doing business with the Israelis. So why wouldn't you think at some point maybe Iran will? Maybe the whole thing is I go back to the COVID. The COVID just looked so suspicious when they went along with the whole world went along with this thing. What else are they going along with? The green thing? What else are they going along with? You know what I'm saying? I mean, at some point in their history, they had these religious mullahs who were older, like the Ayatollah. I remember him, Khomeini. He was old. And some of the people died off now. That's 40 years ago. So they might not be so theocracy, built. Maybe there may be something got in there. I just believe it's all, I don't know. It's just all one big plan, man. And the question is, what can we do about it? Like everyone else says to you, what can we do?
Right.
But try to tell everybody else what you know. I feel better at night when I go to sleep, at least telling people what I believe or some things I do know.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but at other times I'm not convinced. Most people listening here are as convinced as I am. On a lot of these agendas and, confirming who's behind a lot of these things and to what degree. I'll get a lot of pushback about, the Jewish power angle and just the takedown of the West and the anti-white thing, and the gay and trans. It's amazing. If someone hasn't been looking into it for quite a while, it's hard for them to believe that these Jewish organizations can have so much push behind all of these things. They think it has to be a conspiracy theory. You must be just blaming one scapegoat, right?
Right. I try to tell people to go look at some really good material that's out there on BitChute or the Europa series, the Europa thing. They go back to the Weimar Republic. They talk about the Franklin School. Now the Franklin School is still around. It's at your school now. It's in the colleges. It's the same type of thing where you turn people against each other. It's all practice on how to destroy civilizations. They've been teaching this probably for a lot longer than we even can conceive. It's just a plan, man. It's something in these people's DNA, whatever the hell they are. Someone's plan where they have got these men, you got these people. Well, if you go back to the Weimar Republic, the people just do a little research on that. They had the transsexual thing back then. They were, I think they were. They did the first transsexual operation in Germany, in Berlin, back in the 30s or something. I heard.
It might be that might have been the 20s there, actually, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The roaring 20s.
That's why a lot of the books were burned, and people, they burned books. Well, they burned books because there's some nasty stuff in there. But still, my view on Hitler and all, I think he meant well, but I don't know. I just can't see rounding people up. What I would have tried to do, and this sounds crazy, I say, you want to live here, you want to be free, you're gonna have to fight your commie buddies over here, you're gonna have to fight the Russians, okay?
His idea was he couldn't have Jews. He didn't feel that Jews could live in white countries. You know that it just that they were too susceptible to their mental abnormality traits and group cohesion. You know, in an aggressive, hostile manner. You know, to the native populations. So it was a temporary thing. I mean, it was political dissidents of all races, and it was Jews in the work camps. But eventually they were all, after the war, to be, you know, shipped out of the country to one place or another. And so,
it was just a really bad move, okay?
Yeah, and, yeah. There was the slogan over the one camp the primary work will set you free, you know, meaning like you wanted to try to like rehabilitate some of the Jewish mindset rather than this usury and having the goy work for you and being against manual labor and exploiting others on mass scale and the whole chosen people thing and, less than human view of goy and all this. I mean, I guess a little of all that, of each of those were in his But do you really need to go there to decide that you're going to, stick it in their face like that? You're almost provoking more of a reaction. You know, you want to make sure your plan works, get them out of your country, make sure the dust settles, you know, for a bit of time. It's just unfortunate. I mean, but with all the different nations of the world and all the conflicts there, Germany, Italy, and Japan could only do so much, and it was all about the U.S. You know, that was the problem. You know, the fact that they were brought in by, you know, the Jewish banking elite of England is really what sealed the fate. But no, yeah, I mean that was going on in the 20s for sure, more than anything in the U.S. The debauchery, just like Germany. You know, I mean, it was here and there. We go further, Robbie. I mean, we also go into these other, because sure, we know also that the economic system has been weaponized from the beginning. I was listening to Chris Hinckley earlier. You know, he was referring to how, you know, even back with Brave New World and the other writings of Aldous Huxley, he was pretty much telling the world that there'll always be a classist, a sort of structure, you know, you can't really escape, you know, and there'll always be these elites who are this like predator slash parasite class and who feel like they have bloodlines which are above the rest, you know, and that goes for Jew and Gentile alike to some extent in those higher echelons, but it is to a large extent Jews, let's be fair, as far as the elite of power and wealth. And we do know that from everything we've researched, but that's just of the names we're aware. And we don't know about other entities, human or otherwise, as we've alluded and heard others allude to be sure. But no, so yeah, but my point is though, like we know how much the economic system's always been weaponized and this classist sort of infrastructure. Peter Schiff, oy vey. He's out there saying the data looks grim for the dollar, you know, and I'd suggest that's further confirming the Eurasian shift, which is inevitable. I mean, between having outsourced everything to places like China and then this influx of all these black and brown people, especially with Biden administration policies, the combination of that indefinitely and giving all these benefits in that, of course, things are going to break down. You know, I mean, we have people in New York City right now, these illegals who are revolting because they want them to give up their luxury hotel rooms that they're now used to. Now, didn't we know this was going to happen, that they were going to expect to have them for life, Robbie?
Yeah, that's just mind boggling. I don't, you know, I can't wrap my mind around that. Other than, you know what, I know they're going to replace us. Are they waiting for us to die? Because I'm seeing all these houses being built, all these $300,000-$400,000 houses being built. Some people moving in them, and I'm seeing all these apartments being built all over the place. I mean, just, my goodness, Florida's turning into one big apartment complex. I mean, it's really getting crazy, and the traffic. I moved out here to Phil 30 years ago. Now it's a highway. And that's just happened in the last few years after this COVID crap. Everybody moved down here. And, taxes are going to go up to $300 a year here. I mean, I would just, yeah, it's crazy. The immigrant thing, you know, like I said, it could have a lot of different things. It's a lot of different weapons rolled into one. One, get rid of Whitey, and another, they can use it for part of the solution. Well, we got all these illegals here, so we'll have to do some kind of biometrics, or we'll go ahead along with this new ID we have for your phone so we know who you are, or blah, 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 or I don't know. It could be, that seems like it. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, you know?
You know, the example I was using was New York City. We have these illegal immigrant invaders, I'll call them, flooding New York City, City Hall. And they were protesting the loss of these luxury hotel rooms.
Wouldn't you, if you had no, if they drug you out of your country and they said, hey, man, stay up here. Here's a $5,000 check. You blew all the money. And now they're going to kick you out. Hey, man, where am I going to go? You sent me here from wherever I come from. Guatemala.
Well, yeah, that is true.
I mean, that is true.
Once they bribe them for all that, you can't really blame the proxy army, can you? You have to go to the top.
I mean, like giving a kid a popsicle and taking it away from him. I mean,
a child or an animal, you're not going to blame for them doing what's in their best interest, and you just have to make it so that they don't have that option. So you don't, there's no point in dealing with them. You have to deal with who's causing this. And the factors. So I mean, yeah, no, that's a good way to redirect to set people straight, a wake-up call on how we need to focus here. When I said we go beyond, I just meant we get into topics that other people sometimes think could even kookify things. You know, I mean, we'll get into talking about the reality of things like, the real motives with these mRNA shots, you know, and the graphene oxide component was real. We'll talk about things like chemtrails and how they are real and how much is confirmed even from government documents. And even recently we've had further confirmation from some court cases and what have you, a state that's trying to stop it. I forget which state in the Midwest, it could be like Tennessee or somewhere, but it's trying to stop all geoengineering. So they actually have in the court government documents that refer to it. So that's like a further level now of it being, documented in a public court case, that acknowledgement from the government officially, you know, publicly, that they exist.
It's funny that you brought that up, because I told you before, I think that's not the only properties that are in these chemtrails. I'm looking at some big ones right now out in front of my house. They're spraying like crazy again. I think there's some bioweapons in there, because right now, I know some girls, they all work at this nursery. My girlfriend, she teaches preschool. And they've all had a respiratory situation for about 2 months now, almost 6 weeks going on. My girlfriend has to sleep in the living room at night because she coughs so bad. And one girl went to the doctor already, and they told her it was an upper respiratory infection. I had one a few years ago, and it was bad. I had it for about a month. My throat dried out. And I've never had anything like that. And I think they're spraying crap on us. That's another thing. I think I'm crazy. You know, some things, but I don't care. You know, I don't care anymore. I know they're spraying something, and it ain't good, okay? And as part of this CRISPR thing, well, you know, V used to talk about that, too. It's part of the whole deal they got going here. I noticed on the day of the eclipse, there was a lot of spraying going on. I don't know if you noticed that or not. You're not far from me. You can probably see my chemtrails right now if you look out the window. Look east over here. Well, I'm in Zephyr Hills, a little town over here in Zephyr Hills. It's about 30 miles north of Tampa.
Okay, yeah. I didn't realize how close you were to me then. Yeah, no, we're really close to each other then, compared to how big the state of Florida is. Wow, Nice. Okay. Yeah. We'll definitely have to, have to get together at some point that works for us for sure. And yeah, no, I have seen some examples, you know, up there. I took one photo from my bedroom window, like a couple months ago. I shared with Stephen and I think maybe William or someone in a text. So yeah, no, definitely I noticed them around here. And I misplaced the article. Like I accidentally closed a lot of windows I had open with my without bookmarking, like a few hundred at least articles like the other day, actually. But Mike in the control room, he recalls as well. He's pretty sure it was Tennessee trying to pass a bill or did on geoengineering, you know, preventing geoengineering in the state there. And so, yeah, that was further confirmation. Now, the UAE, there's some talk of geoengineering there. And you'd find this interesting, Robbie. I had two articles dovetail together on it, and the one helps back up the other. Because I saw this one, did UAE's cloud seeding operation flood Dubai? You know, and then this other article was, you know, talking about how, yeah, we had heavy rains which flooded the UAE, leaving highways submerged and vehicles stranded in Dubai, suppressing or surpassing, that is, the typical annual rainfall, you know, just in the one set of heavy flooding there. And so to back to this other, and well, we had even, let's see, they even shared something from CNBC video, how does cloud seeding work? Yeah, so yeah, UAE, no secret, it had cloud seeding operations, which were going on. And so, yeah, you know, that's another example of geoengineering, you know. But, I mean, you know, we hear about things with HAARP and everything as well, right?
Yeah, I wonder sometimes if they're, you know, subliminally showing us how powerful they are. Look, they told you what they were doing. The things I saw said that they're admit to doing that. They're cloud seeding to see how much. Are they experimenting? They can afford to do that? Because
I do wonder about the heavy metals. You know, all this time, was that really to put, do we already all have nanoparticles to some extent to be able to be manipulated, like with microwave and what have you? Clearly, there's a whole other level of it with the mRNA technology and the graphene oxide.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, there are a lot of reasons they spray the Morgellons, though. That was really disturbing when I started learning about the Carnicom Institute, Clifford Carnicom's work.
That was years ago, too. Gosh, that was back in, what, 2004? That was in Lady Lakes, not too far from here. Yeah, I remember the first case of that. It was really bizarre, really weird stuff. But, you know, done before. Yeah, are we getting things? I mean, I've seen videos of people showing these little shards of metal and baby food. I mean, is it real? I don't know. It scares the hell out of me because I don't know. I mean, can people be doing that as a prank? You know, people with magnets on meat in stores? Is that just the stickiness of the, you know, I don't know. I mean, you don't. I haven't really done. I haven't. You know, I should, because I do. I do experiment with other things. Maybe I should get a magnet and grind in some cereal. But then again,
you know, we got.
I might not want to know. I might not want to know. you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, I just got from Mike in the control room some links, folks. You can find it at republicbroadcasting.org with our articles. Yeah, it was Tennessee. There were a couple of them, actually. Bill Banning.
Heard about that guy.
Okay, Bill Banning chemtrails passes Tennessee Senate. You can search for the Republic articles section. And then also we have one on Rhode Island. Rhode Island introduces the Clean Atmosphere Act, an anti-geoengineering bill. So, you know, I mean, this shows that on the state level, you know, they've had government inevitably admit in court how much this is a reality, and they do geoengineering, and therefore, you know, they wouldn't have something to present to be able to prevent it. You know, they'd have to have, you know, obviously it would need to show that it's going on to the judge, and they obviously have in multiple cases here.
Well, they might be showing everybody, they might have had so many complaints about it. And they might come, hey, you know, we got to act like we got to go along with it. Yeah, they are doing it. We're going to quit it over here. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure a lot of people have raised hell about it. I'm sure they've They've wrote congressmen, senator, whatever. I'm sure we're not the only people who know about this crap. And there are people raising hell, so somewhere they got to, you know, let off a little steam, as you say. You know, and might find this whoever, congressman, whoever he is, floating down a river, too. You don't know. But, I mean, sometimes when something is so obvious, they let off a little pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm?
You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
They let the whole out.
But then,
yeah.
I think about people like the Gates family and the Rockefeller family. You talk a lot about, even related to the mRNA, depopulation, which is certain, you know, population reduction. You know, Bill Gates, he's out there now admitting that he has people he hires, I guess, who track conspiracy theories about him. He has his own people who track that, and they probably try to sway it in a certain direction and make it a more positive spin. You know, he's tried that a couple times in his you know, career, if you will, the last couple decades, trying to amend his public image. Ever since that pie in the face back in the, what was that, still the 80s? I don't remember. Yeah, I think so. You know, the first debacle, like fallout after Microsoft and everything. He's like walking up to a court or something. He gets a big pie in the face. So, yeah, people already didn't like him way back.
He wants to kill off humanity because of a pie in the face. Just kill off the whole world because I got a pie in the face.
But he and his father have been admirers of the Rockefellers with their eugenics, dysgenics, depopulation stuff for quite a long time.
Margaret Sanger and all that was friends with his dad, and seen all that stuff. I don't know about that. Well, he was a big eugenics guy, and it was covered when I
played that Corbett Report, Bill Gates series. You know, people can find it in my archives if they do a search in my archives. Bill Gates, they should find it. It was like it took quite a few days for me to play the whole thing. It was a nice four parter, but I edited it nicely for the air.
He should be hated worse than Hitler, Stalin, Genghis Khan, all of them together. When he gets
well, Hitler shouldn't be hated at all.
Well, no, I agree with you. I'm sorry about that, but what I'm saying is, you know, or if you want to hate somebody, this guy's going to end when the smoke clears. He's killed a lot more people than all of them put together.
Indeed,
might be a billion people fall over dead. How many jabs did he give? I mean, crazy. He should be the most hated person in the world right now. And that's funny because we were talking about Thailand. The king of Thailand's daughter took the jab and went to a coma. And I hear he put a warrant out on him on Bill Gates or Fauci or both of them. Oh yeah, he's pissed. That guy is the king of Thailand over all that. I was reading, saw something about it. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, and another news here. Just try to quickly get through a couple I didn't. Legal battle erupts over tech firm accused of inflating rental prices. This was a Texan software company alleged at the center of this. I hear the music. We'll get to a few more of these on the other side. Check out these messages from our sponsors, folks, here at Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over six decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with over 9,000. And, you know, I keep seeing more of this allegedly confirmed NGO immigration flyers saying vote for Biden. We're all fakes. But this is according to a Bill Malugan, You know, can we trust Bill Malugan?
I don't know. You're as good as mine. I don't trust anybody.
Let's see. He says, I am extremely skeptical of this on X. The flyer appears to be a word-for-word Google Translate copy and paste of a portion of an NGO's English website with vote for Biden randomly added in the end where it does not appear on the site. The translation is bad. Blah, blah, blah. I have a screenshot, I guess, here of it. I don't know. You know, who cares? That's
right.
My attitude. We know how much they're for the illegals. They're flying them in on planes.
Exactly.
Even.
Right.
So who cares about this little thing? And to act like everything hangs on this and the other stuff isn't confirmed, and it, that therefore this is so important whether it's true or not, that's kind of being controlled opposition, you know. That's kind of like how I feel about Rand Paul with Fauci with their little tap dance all the time, right?
It's all just rhetoric. It's just entertainment. I don't know what you call it. The whole thing is just, it's mind blowing. You stop and think about all of it. You know, you try to make an assessment of everything that's going on right now. It is a very interesting time, to say the least, I've ever lived in. Yeah. I mean, back years ago, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago. Well, no, I can say 30 because we had Clinton. But, I mean, in my time, like in Reagan's time, if you had a politician who was accused of screwing a porn star or something, that's, he's done. I mean, I remember one, who was one candidate? Gary Hart. Remember him back in the late 80s? We're a little bit older than you. Just because he had an affair with some chick, that was it. Ruined his whole, you know. So,
well, yeah, it was still a conservative, white, Christian little base for America then, you know. That's
and then who's the big, who's the greater, who's the bigger
Zionist? Even though Jews were in control, I mean, still, the population demographic affected, like, what they, like, how much they could get away with, and,
Well, society has got worse and worse and worse and worse. And even black culture has got a lot worse than it was when I was growing up. Like I told you before, I went to school with some of my best teachers were black people. I had a guy show me how to play Eruption. His name's Earl Brown. You can look him up. Earl Brown, he's dead now.
But you also have to remember that, I mean, black Americans, you know, I mean, and let's just face facts. I mean, due to a lot of the, the relations between slaves and slave owners and whatnot, generally, if you do DNA tests, most, you know, near all black Americans have a, you know, a notable portion of white, of Caucasian DNA mixed into them, you know, and that affects all of these things. When you talk about, like, altruism, impulse control, empathy, you know, different qualities related to, you know, averages and differences with IQ and athletic ability and this and that, but certainly, you know, just a lot of the positive skills, you know, of our culture and our folk. I mean, it's more adaptable to these people with this admixture, as opposed to just some straight sub-Saharan African, which is what Biden's flooding in here.
You know, I mean, right. The worst of the worst, right? I mean,
the facts are, you know, from hundreds of years of people who've done genetic studies, I mean, the black Americans, the average IQ will still be like around 85, where a sub-Saharan African, you're talking 65 average. Okay, that's a big difference, 20 points. And that's because of the Caucasian admixture. And it's why, again, you know, I mean, they're even less adaptable still. Even a lot of these brown people, though, I mean, not very adaptable to the high trust society we have here. And when you add to all of that, you know, this critical race theory and this putting it in their heads, it's okay to, you know, do harm to and even kill white people, you know, permanent retributions and all this, you know, sort of thinking, two-tier justice system, you know, and all these blue cities. It's just, I mean, you know, you go so far where it's like, it already seems irrecoverable for this country, you know, the state we're in now.
But, maybe a filmmaker, maybe a filmmaker could make a film about what happened to all the white people that lived in Haiti when they let all the slaves go. Oh, my God. I've read things about how horrible that was. They just tortured the people to death. They took great pleasure in ripping people apart with horses. Right? They even killed the mulattoes. They killed, like, I don't know, 5,000-10,000 people, maybe more. I can't remember. I just didn't go into too much of it, but it's sick.
Yeah, very horrific. And examples in South Africa as well. The necklacing, so-called where they put a tire around you where your arms are bound to your chest with this big tire, cover it with gasoline, light it on fire so it slow burns you to death.
And, you know, and then they tell you Mandela was a good guy. His wife was going with all that. That was that. I remember seeing all that stuff back in the 80s when I was a young man then. I have a friend from South Africa I told you about. I'd love to do an interview with him. He's got to get up early in the morning. A real good friend of mine. Very smart people. When he went to school, by the time you're 15, they sent you off to a school to learn trades. I mean, they were really strict with their people. Their music, they didn't let them listen to rock and roll and heavy metal and stuff. You'd have to get bootleg record. They were very strict with those people there, and they didn't. He said they just rang a bell at night. Black people went to their house. White people, they didn't want a mix. But they had a very good, you know, understanding, you know. Of course, they were there for 500 years. But anyway, I'll get back.
back onto what we're talking about.
Go ahead. Well, no, if you might, just there were a couple other things I could throw in. Again, about, you know, that Dubai rainfall. Unprecedented amount of rainfall paralyzed the Dubai airport and triggered chaos across the city. For them, it's kind of like when Texas gets a little tiny bit of snow, you know, and all hell breaks loose and everyone's crashing into each other. And all. That amount of rain in Dubai, it's just they completely, the infrastructure couldn't even deal with it. Democrats to spend $300 million and they will still lose the Senate is what is being projected. Holding the House could hinge on California and these six seats. They're saying, as far as the House is concerned, if any of you care about those sort of things, like it'll matter much one way or the other. Budget hotel vacancies soar past 50% as inflation-wary Americans curb travel. Well, yeah, our economy, it's completely destroying us, whether you're middle class, working class, barely making it, which is pretty much everyone's category other than the wealthy now. Reporter asks if Biden should beef up Iran posture to be more than one word. Ukraine's opposition to the assimilation of its refugees is extremely hypocritical. Red Colorado counties sue to help ICE arrest, deport illegal immigrants. Less than one third of U.S. men enjoy reading. Well, that doesn't help us any, does it?
Well, you got a phone to do it for you, you know, because really just, you know, listen to your phone. Don't stress your eyes, you know. No. It's
responsibility, zero hedge, geopolitical week ahead. Responsibility for Mideast chaos lies more in Washington than in Tehran.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Biden has refused to be testifying at the House impeachment inquiry. You know, we've heard about this, House members trying to impeach him. We're not hearing much in the corporate media about that, that's for sure. But that's a thing. U.S.-Mexico dispute over GM corn safety could transform American agriculture. Bossy government orders Facebook and X to remove Muslim knife attack video. Yeah, you know, with all that Arab immigration into Australia, you can't have anything negative about them there. It's kind of like how in Europe with all the black and brown people, you know, you can't have the rapes of the European women known and this and that, or prosecute.
Right.
Rate cut hopes plunge as Fed Chair Powell admits lack of further progress on inflation. Some were saying, could these rate cuts be helping the corporate environment? No, we hear that there's a lot of government money. That's actually what's boosting. A talk on if DEI programs really boost corporate earnings. Well, yeah, if they get extra credits and what have you on their taxes and this and that for being inclusive and doing all these far left policies. Perhaps. Google quickly fires 28 employees who protest dealings with Israel. Well, we all know Google, Joogle, right, Robbie?
Joogle, FBI or CIA too, I guess. I guess maybe people who work for Google don't know who they really work for. Could that be? Probably. Well, people at the bottom anyways, you know.
U.S. submits...
No,
just Assange is in the news again. U.S. submits assurances to the U.K. government over Assange extradition. They're still working on that Julian Assange extradition to the U.S., I guess. They really must want to torture him severely for embarrassing them, right? Some people think it's just kind of token gesture to be pro Julian Assange, even if he wasn't like calling out Jewish power too much, particularly, or focusing too much on like the whole anti-white thing. Nonetheless, for what he did do and what he was maintaining with the WikiLeaks thing, I mean, you know, some are skeptical of so much being controlled up. I'm sure some in our circles suspect him as well, but even more with Snowden, you know, he seemed suspicious, right?
Yeah, but did he bring us Pizzagate? Didn't Assange bring us Pizzagate, or was it the guy who worked for Clinton, for Hillary, the kid that was working for Hillary that got killed? The Pizzagate thing, that's a whole other can of worms that I don't get into too much, but I do believe it. You know, I do believe that it's that sick, it gets that bad. Because right when that whole thing came out, then you heard this word, fake news. Whose mouth did it come out of? Maybe somebody they got a film of with a kid, okay? I digress. Go ahead.
It was further popularized by Trump, though, right?
Yes. Fake news, fake. What's so fake? Well, you've been over that aisle, and you've been to the man's house. What did you do over there with some youngsters or whoever you did something with? They got him blackmailed, too, I'm sure. He's a piece of crap, just like the rest of them. I digress. Go ahead with the news. Any, you got any calls? No calls tonight?
Let me see. You know, it looks like actually we do have a caller here. Yeah, I should get to in a moment.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? I don't know. There's a lot I probably won't get
to here
today.
I'm sorry. I just thought maybe you did because we're usually around 8:30 you have a caller, and I was thinking, well, maybe people are kind of bored with our topic here. No, but usually you have people call around 8:30. They start rolling in, don't they?
Yeah. No. Here. I will. I'll jump to calls. Okay. Wait here. I'll just report on a couple here. The Polish president revealed that foreign companies actually own most of Ukraine's industrial agriculture. And yeah, at this point, I'm sure it's a lot of kosher Western foreign ownership and investment across Ukraine during this. You know, it's a profiteering for the military industrial complex, but also, banks and realtors whenever these things occur. Russia restoring oil refining capacity after Ukrainian suicide drone strikes. So, yeah, it didn't take much for them to bounce back. No surprise. UN Security Council to hold contentious vote on Palestinian statehood. Wow, well, that's still occurring. Well, before you run out of Palestinians, you might want to hurry it up a little bit there. Teachers' unions are more political than ever. We already know this. And, it's not rate hikes that are sparking an economic boom. It's the fiscal stimulus. So, yeah, and we have government stimulus, and this probably is, to some extent, people who comply with the DEI and ESG BS with their corporations. Let's go to Tom in Florida, who's been patiently waiting. Tom, good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Good show, Richard. Good hearing the co-host there. Hey, Richard, first off, I'll get to Haiti in a minute. It wasn't called Haiti, it was called San Domingo. But listen, let's call what the media is calling out, the Negress. You heard about the Negress, this Joy Reid, the Negress, Joy Reid. She's actually saying Donald Trump's being persecuted because Donald Trump is a bad white man. And finally, we have black people who have power. And even if we're only 7% of the population of black women, we're going to get Donald Trump at all costs. If that was a white woman saying about a black Obama, they would have put her in jail. This black Negress is getting away with murder.
Well, she should hang out maybe she should go hang out with Whoopi Goldberg. They could they could have lunch or something.
Oh, well, either that or have a love affair with her Michael Obama. Either, you know. Her and Michael Obama could hit it off. But that Joy Reid's a real racist, or she's a real race bat baiter and bitch. And so is Al Sharpton. He's another criminal. They're all poverty pimps. I saw these Afro, they're poverty pimps. Let's not call what it is. They're hate mongers. They're hate mongers. They hate white men. They hate anything white. Hey, if they were still in Africa, okay, or you know what? Let's better yet. How many white people live in Haiti, and what's going on in Haiti or any black country for that matter? Can they govern themselves? Hell no, they cannot govern themselves. They're liars. And, you know, I'm like your co-host, Richard. I have a lot of great black friends. I call them black Americans. They love this country. I have a lot of great friends. There's no question. My boss is a black man. Lives in Georgia right now. He retired up to Georgia. He bought a bunch of property when he retired. Great man. Loves this country. He was a conservative. And you can never hardly, but you know what? I'm going to tell you and your audience. In the state of Georgia, Donald Trump's getting right now, according to what they just said, 35% of the black male vote. Unprecedented in the annals of our government. That the black males are finally waking up and understanding that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, not a Democrat. I mean, these blacks are so brainwashed by these Zionists. It's unbelievable. Just watch the movie Mississippi Burning, all the criminal activity these got away with. They brainwashed our population. Look at how, supposedly, I got you supposed to say that on RBN, but look at all these white women who are voting Democrat for their own demise, for getting New England states to get their ass handed to them when a bunch of Chinese are moving in there. Let's pump in 10 million Iranians over there in Massachusetts and Delaware. What the hell? Okay, let's pump in 10 million Iranians or Iraqis or whatever. But, yeah, Richard, there's a book I would like you guys to go get, your co-host and you, Richard. It's called The Taking of Santo Domingo. Haiti used to be called Santo Domingo, and it was 32,000 white French that were murdered. It was the richest country in the European, the Caribbean basin there. What do you call it? I can't think of the word right now. During the Triangle of Trade, Haiti was a coffee producer. And Haiti, at that time, I don't know if you guys, when you read the book, it'll blow your mind. They murdered 32,000 white French men and women and children. They murdered them all. And there was only, I believe it was 130 of them, Richard, got on a Spanish galleon and went to Cuba. Because you got to remember, Cuba's 40 miles from the coast of Haiti. And it's in the straight there. So they were able to save like 100.
Santo Domingo, you say. Well, here, let's... Yeah, you know, I had some stuff on Cuba. I'll try to get your thoughts on maybe a different day.
Yeah, sure.
It's in the news again. But no, here, Robbie, do you have any comments on what Tom's referring to here?
No, I'm sure there's some good books. I've seen some things about her over the years, some what went on there, and it was just horrible. They tortured people to death, and they took... I mean, they enjoyed it. I mean... If they want to say that they hung black people, well, you hung them, that's more civil than some of the things they were doing, ripping them off the horses, skinning them alive.
Robbie,
and they gave them their freedom. Robbie. They gave them their freedom. They said, hey, you're free. Napoleon was, after the Napoleonic War, hey, you're free. You're free to go. And they turned around and did all that to them. So, yeah, that's awful.
Well, Robbie, you got to listen to this. Napoleon, he did not want to go. They exiled him to, when they exiled Napoleon, he wanted the French crown to give him 12 ships, and he was going to go back into Haiti. He was going to take over Haiti as an emperor there, and he was going to right the right in Haiti, but they allowed him on arsenic, and they killed his ass in jail in the prison, and that's why Napoleon's saddest thing ever happened is that he didn't get an armada to go to Haiti and clean out the mess after they killed all those French citizens. And that was how he died, knowing that they murdered all those French in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened.
I'm not sure where the other. I'm not sure where the other one I heard about Cuba was. Something about our borders. Maybe it was down by Florida and that, and something related to Cuba. I can't remember the other one I had, but this one from the Epoch Times, Tom. They must be destroyed. Yep. How Cuban Americans face assassination threats. So that's trying to be sympathetic to Cubans. You know, it's saying though that. A lot of the recent Cuban terrorists are now living in Miami, so we're getting a lot of their organized criminals.
Yeah, now we are. The first ones that came here loved the country. We're looking at Venezuela. They dumped the prisons. Their safest country in Latin America right now is Venezuela. Because like Donald Trump said, they brought all these nuts over here from the mental institutions and all their gang members. Richard, we're being annihilated. And let me tell you something. At one time, you got to remember, Havana, Cuba was occupied by the English. The English flag flew over Havana for over 40 years. That was English territory back in the 1700s, Cuba. And they switched Cuba for Florida. That's exactly what happened. The English.
I know Cubans who look like Spaniards. Some of them have red hair. They're sometimes Cubans that you wouldn't even know they're Cubans, but they're more Spaniard looking. people. You
Roddy,
know,
Roddy, Roddy, some, Roddy, Roddy, Roddy.
Wonderful people.
You got to remember,
America.
I've been to Cuba. Roddy,
well, sure
listen
you
to
have,
this. Roddy, when you go to Cardenas and the city in Cuba, 80% of the women are redheads or white milk, white skin with freckles. 80% of the women have red hair and light eyes. Look it up.
Well, I've seen some. I've known some. I grew up with them, Tom. I like Cuban sandwiches and double crabs and empanadas. And
you got
I grew
it.
Up
you
with
got
Cuban
it,
people. Hey, hey, they were great people. I know some were wonderful people.
You know
I know Palestinians.
You got
I know
it.
A little bit of everybody. I'm from Tampa, Tom. There's a lot of everybody here just like where you're from. Just you got more.
Yeah, you know what? Our biggest enemy right now, Robbie, is white trash, liberal, licky, kissy, touchy, silly imbeciles. A bunch of licky, kissy, touchy, silly white trash are ruining our country. Look at how they're voting.
You need your own show, Tom. You need a show. You're good. I like listening to you. I love your rant, man. We
well,
should
yeah,
be a host.
I
have him on. Have him on sometime, Richard. And it's really, he's very entertaining.
The licky, touchy, feely, dumb demon rats.
Yeah. Richard, I'm not a ranter. I'm a raver. I rave. I don't rant. I rave. I always try to tell everybody, I don't rant. I rave.
Whatever you do, you're very interesting. You're very interesting. I enjoy your. I enjoy listening to you, Tom.
Yeah,
well,
I do too, Tom.
I like listening to you guys, Richard. I love listening to Richard. He's a Chicago guy like I was. When they did to my great city as a young kid, I got out of here. Unfortunately, I got down here. But I remember all about Ashland Avenue in Chicago when I was a kid. Richard, it was a wonderful place. I only lived a mile from Wrigley Field. I was a mile away off by Wrigley. It was wonderful there. It was all Irish, Polish, Swedes, and Italian. And, it was a wonderful time, but back in the late 60s, Chicago was great, and we got out of there. So, yeah, it was great, but, you know, now look at it. It's nuts. The whole world's gone nuts. But I got to say this, Richard. Right now with this Mayorkas trial, and I mean, that trial, not letting this guy off, Alejandro Mayorkas, that is the most disgusting thing that's ever happened in the United States political body, politics, in my book. I seen water. I heard all... Mayorkas get off is the biggest shame that ever happened in this country, Richard.
No, you're right. It's a strong example of where we're headed. And Tom, people love you because you say a lot of the things they're afraid to say or didn't realize they need to say until they heard you say it. And thanks so much for your call.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Love you, man.
Hey, over 9,000. It's been great. Let's do this again soon, sir.
You got to get you a double crab and a Cuban sandwich. Tell him, Tom.
Please support the network, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.